We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A weekend surge of shootings along with a mob attack on police in Harlem had the PBA saying this is what light touch looks like, accusing the mayor and others of surrendering our city. Evening storms cleared to put a rainbow over the Stonewall Inn on Pride weekend, but police tear gassed some protesters. Three people were slashed this morning on Christopher Street. New Jersey malls partially reopened today. Indoor dining could come Thursday, but in New York City, calls are growing to hold off on bringing back indoor dining as part of Phase 3. Summer camps can open tomorrow in New York and Connecticut. Also coming up on WCBS, Bob Dylan has just done something no artist has done, at least so far.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63.
Former NFL MVP Cam Newton agrees to a one-year deal with the Patriots. This is Brad Heller.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning, it's the last Monday of June. We've gotten to this point in the summer already. Bright and sunny today, maybe some storms later and less humid. Should be a really nice day today with a high 84 to 88. I'm Wayne Cabot. It's good to be here, back from vacation. And I look here at the news this morning and see that shootings have spiked in New York City as officers faced a mob scene in Harlem. They got pelted with bottles and debris. And Sean Adams is live now to tell us about this violent summer weekend and what got us here. Sean.
Yeah, well, just hours ago, a young life stolen by a bullet, a 17-year-old shot and killed in Morris Heights overnight. Over the weekend in New York City, 35 people shot in 25 incidents. More than 500 shootings in the city for the first half of the year. That is way up. When police responded to a report of shots fired in Harlem, a raucous crowd pelted them with bottles. On the John Catsimatidis radio program, NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan blamed bail reform, too many violent thugs back out of jail, and growing hostility.
The animosity towards police has just been absolutely unbelievable. And cops are, you know, a little confused right now on what the communities want them to do, how they want their neighborhoods policed.
He says the city council, as it enacts reforms, the city council needs to clarify how police should operate. And he's asking them to modify the chokehold ban, that new chokehold ban. He believes the restrictions severely limit a police officer's ability to subdue a violent suspect, and that could lead to police officers getting hurt, putting them in danger. Reporting live in the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
You could see a rainbow over the Stonewall Inn last evening when the storms cleared, but the moment was lost on some. Police pepper sprayed protesters, cuffed at least five at the Stonewall anniversary march. It's not clear what led to all this. The police have not responded, but three men, we understand this morning, were slashed on Christopher Street in this spasm of violence. Well, it happens tonight in New York City. Macy's is going to set up the fireworks. No, it's not the 4th of July, obviously, but this is part of the new system in New York, at least this year. Fireworks shows spreading across each of the five boroughs starting tonight. We don't know where. We can't tell you where because we have not been told. Other than fireworks will be set off at a high elevation unannounced location. The idea is to stop people from gathering and spreading COVID around while watching fireworks, which will be about 5 minutes at a shot. Stock futures are, let's see here. Let's see now. As I hit refresh on the screen there just to make sure I'm correct, rather mixed. But the Dow futures are up this morning. Joe Connolly is here now with what we're all noticing, Joe, and that's how difficult it is to reopen things.
Yeah, Wayne, somebody said it sure was a lot easier to close than to reopen. The wife of the owner of Lido's restaurant in Harlem says, "My husband is literally out there building a deck with dividers." She says, "It's not like you just throw some tables out there. It's a huge undertaking to move your business to the street." The owner of Bodrum on the Upper West Side says it's dangerous putting tables in the streets because bikes and commercial vehicles fly by, and the cross streets especially, they say, should be closed. Cranes, New York, says the businesses around Yankee Stadium are in danger of closing. The owner of Yankee Tavern, where Babe Ruth used to occasionally buy a round for the bar after a game, says he's losing $5,000 a week. More businesses say landlords have to cut the rents, or at least agree to leasing for a share of profits for a while. And many of these business owners say they know landlords have bills too, but no one is going to go into their space if they close. Wayne?
Joe, we are seeing other concerns as well about the gradual reopening. We have a graduation in Westchester that has led to a state investigation about a COVID outbreak that has now resulted, apparently. Let's hear about that live now from Marla Diamond. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. The case shows how easily the virus could make a comeback in our area. Governor Cuomo ordering the state health department to look into the case of a person who traveled, or a graduate who came to the graduation ceremony June 20th at the Chappaqua train station. She had come from Florida. Now four more people have tested positive for coronavirus who were at that graduation. Yesterday on Meet the Press, the governor spoke about how far we've come since March. Less than 800 people in New York hospitals.
Lowest number basically since we started. How does that number go up? Two ways. Lack of compliance. And second, I'm now afraid of the spread coming from other states because we are one country and people travel. And I'm afraid the infection rate in the other states will come back to New York and raise that rate again.
Cuomo accused the president and top White House officials of being in denial about the surge in new cases, 40,000 nationwide. And Cuomo says states have been left on their own to figure out how to contain the virus. Wayne?
So, Marla, should we pause on our reopenings, as other states have done? Should indoor dining wait? A city official says yes, and that's next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Day now as we go to the WCBS Weather Center here on the Morning News Roundup with the weather day ahead. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
And 90 was our high yesterday. We will get close to it again today. It'll be a little bit lower. The humidity will be somewhat lower than yesterday, so that's a good sign. But we still can't rule out another spotty shower or thunderstorm for the late afternoon or evening. Not as organized, not as many around as yesterday, but still, they will be out there. And then tonight, fair and mild with lows near 70 again in the city, 60 to 65 suburbs. Tuesday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, highs 82 to 86. Wednesday, several of them around, I think, on Wednesday with highs at a muggier 80 to 85 once again. Right now in the city, it's 71, humidity 78%, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, so a little less humid, but still up there at 84 to 88.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
On Monday, June 29th, the mayor's office tells WCBS it is assessing the city's health indicators every day, along with the nationwide trends, to determine the best path forward on reopening as calls grow for New York City to hold off on bringing back indoor dining as part of Phase 3. It's supposed to start in about a week. Our Steve Byrne says that officials here are very worried about what they're seeing in Texas and in Florida, among the states closing down indoor seating at bars and restaurants now.
With no masks, a lot of talking, and recirculated air.
This is the riskiest setting.
City Councilmember Mark Levine, the chair of the Health Committee, says New York should learn from the mistakes of other states and hold off on starting up indoor dining.
The virus is still out there, and we still need to be cautious.
Indoor seating in the city is set to reopen in a week at 50% capacity. Mayor de Blasio says the numbers around the country are worrying.
I think a lot of the places that are having these horrible resurgences, they reopened very quickly. People really didn't necessarily understand or feel the full extent of the danger. And now, tragically, they're paying for it.
But he says New York does understand the danger, and New Yorkers got the message on things like mask wearing and social distancing.
I think New Yorkers get that they have to participate if they want to keep things moving forward.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, we are moving forward, at least in New Jersey today, where malls partially reopened with the usual restrictions that we're getting used to now in terms of how many people can be in there at one time. Got to wear a mask, of course. And speaking of indoor dining, that could come in New Jersey on Thursday. It's the Morning News Roundup here on WCBS on a Monday morning. And Brad Heller's taking a look now at some of the changes we're seeing in football. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Cam Newton, a former NFL MVP, a three-time Pro Bowler, and now he could be Tom Brady's successor in New England. Newton and the Patriots have reportedly agreed to a one-year deal. It's full of incentives. Newton could make up to $7.5 million, according to NFL.com. Now, I say Newton could be Brady's successor because we don't know how healthy he is. The 31-year-old is still rehabbing from December foot surgery. He only played in two games last year for the Panthers. His competition as of right now, 12-year veteran Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham, who only threw four passes last year as a rookie. Jet safety Jamal Adams, who, as you know, wants out, he weighed in on the move on Twitter last night, saying, "I salute Coach Bill Belichick for that. That's real. Congratulations, Cam." Now leave it to the Patriots to let this news leak on the same day the NFL punished them for another Spygate, a $1.1 million fine and a loss of a third-round draft pick for a video crew filming the Bengals sideline during a game last December. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Brad. So are old people really safer in nursing homes than at their own homes? We'll be hearing what the governor had to say about that this weekend coming up in a moment. It's the Morning News Roundup here at WCBS 880, and we are sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here are three things to know on Monday morning. The Mississippi flag and its Confederate battle emblem are expected to be gone, pulled down in the coming days. Lawmakers there have voted overwhelmingly last evening to choose a new state banner for Mississippi, the last state with the bars and stars on its banner. Second thing, this happened outside the Museum of Natural History yesterday, a big rally of 150 people. To save the statue of Teddy Roosevelt. There are calls to tear that down, but cries of "Save Teddy" were heard in an organization that was in a rally that was led by the New York Republicans Club, the Young Republicans Club, which organized this and said that if we continue to tear down our history and forget our past, we'll be doomed to repeat it. Third thing, the oldest subway cars in the world, we're told, are coming back to New York City. 56-year-old subway cars, the R32s, the Brightliners, are being brought back in Brooklyn and Queens on the tracks this summer because of the latest batch of the MTA cars that were purchased from Bombardier bombed. They're not running right. Are people safer at nursing homes than at their own homes? Governor Cuomo made a case for that this weekend on Meet the Press.
They are as safe, well, in this state, we're testing every week. Every nursing home employee, right?
Right.
So you could argue that they are safer than a senior citizen at home who is receiving care at home. If you are at home and you have an aide coming in, that aide is not tested. In a nursing home, the staff is being tested once a week, and seniors do have to be careful wherever they are.
Governor Cuomo has faced a lot of criticism over his very early order in this COVID crisis to forbid nursing homes from turning away coronavirus patients from hospitals. And that is a big reason, we are told, for the widespread among people in New York State. That policy was partially pulled back in May. Cancel culture update. When we saw that Vin Scully was trending on Twitter this morning, of course, the first thought is he still with us? Vin Scully's up in years. He's retired. But no, Vin Scully is alive and well this morning. What's going on is somebody posted a video from November of 2017 in which Vin Scully said this.
And it's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game.
Well, somebody found and posted that video, and the backlash on Twitter has been against the person who's trying to cancel Vince Scully. I'm not even a Dodgers fan, but blank off if you try to cancel Vin Scully, said one person. Vin Scully could slap my mother, and I give him a pass. And then there's Hulu taking down the Golden Girls episode, which had a scene with the characters in what would appear to be blackface, but not really. Mixed Blessing from 1988 was the episode in which Rose, Betty White, and Blanche, Rue McClanahan, walk in. They're testing out a new mudface treatment.
You got something against black people?
Of course not. And I resent the insinuation. While we firmly believe that all men are created equal.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Rose!
Well, it is. If you don't believe me, just turn on your television set and watch a white person dance down the line on Soul Train.
Hulu has taken down that episode. And congratulations, Bob Dylan has become the first artist with a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s in the Billboard 200.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63.
This is Rough and Rowdy Ways, debuting at number 2 in the week ending June 25th, according to Nielsen. That gives him really an amazing feat. He's the only person to have achieved a top 10 hit in each of the decades so far, we have to point out, because the 2020s decade is still pretty young, and there are some other acts that could join him in the achievement. I'm thinking about maybe, oh, I don't know, the Rolling Stones, perhaps?
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.